Mishnah Beis, Hashchin v'amichva ein mitzarfim ze em ze. So if he has a burn next to a boil, and both of them has a nega that's one half of the shear, half a kagris, we do not combine them with each other to make one kagris, the minimum that would render him tame. Because the Torah says a shechin and a michva separately, it teaches us that you don't combine them. Vein posim izelozeh, they don't spread from one to the other. So, if a full-size nega on a boil is next to a burn and spreads into the burn, this is not called pisyon, classic spreading of a nega, because it can't spread from the one surface into the other. And furthermore, vein posin l'or habasar, the nega on a boil or a burn is not considered to have spread onto ordinary skin either. So, only spreading within the burn area or the boil area is considered pisyon. Any spreading into the healthy skin or even the diseased skin next to it is not called pisyon if it started by erupting on top of the surface of a boil. Hayu mardin tahorin. If the boil or burn were still unhealed without any scab, there was still some kind of oozing from it, then you are tahar because they're not susceptible to negayim. So this refers to beforehand, afterwards, he is not going to be susceptible to a nega on such a burn. Asu kirum kiklipas hashum. If the burn produced a crust like a garlic peel in thickness, and a garlic peel is not terribly thick, then zuhi tzareves hashchin hu amura b'torah. This is the scar of a boil or a burn that was mentioned in the Torah. The Torah specifically says, if the baharis stays in its place at the end of the week and did not spread, then it is the scar of the boil, tzareves hashchin hi, and the kohen will pronounce him to be tahar, so he doesn't have to be quarantined. So as a result, if it has this kind of thin layer on it, then he is going to be tahar. Chazru v'choyu, if the boil or the burn healed completely, and then afal pisha mekomun salekes, there is a mark in the place where they were, nidon ka arabasar, they're considered to be regular skin. So even if there's some kind of a discoloration or a rougher texture that distinguishes them from the rest of the skin, but the burn or boil has definitely healed up completely, then they are considered to be now part of the larger surface of the skin, so it's treated like a skin nega and not a boil or a burn nega. They are no longer in the distinctive category of boils and burns because now they have been sublimated into the rest of the skin. Negayim Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel, L'zecher Nishmas Moshe Kapel Ben Yehoshua, still dealing with the category of Shechin and Michva, of the boil and the burn. Shah Lewis Rabbi Eliezer, they asked Rabbi Eliezer, Misha also L'toch Yodah Baharas Kasela. What would be the halacha if somebody had on the inside of his hand a Baharas that measured a Sela, which we've said before is a very large measurement compared to a Kagris? So inside of his hand has a Baharas measuring a Sela, but it is on the spot and entirely covers the scar of a boil that was the same size. So there's a baharis on the inside of his hand in the spot where the scar of a boil is as well. So what is the halacha? Amar lahem yaskir. So Rabbi Eliezer said, the kohen should quarantine it. So Amar lo lama. So they said, why should he be quarantined? Since it's on top of a scar, there's going to be nothing that is going to grow that's going to make it a symbol of tumah. The only reason we quarantine somebody is to see if tumah symptoms appear. Tumah symptoms can appear here because the whole baharis is on top of a scar. And legadol seir lovan ein ru'uya. No hair, no white hair is going to grow from there. Not necessarily because of the scar, but because it's on the palm of the hand and hair doesn't grow from the palm of the hand. No jokes, please. And ulapisyon eina posa. And it's not going to spread any further because a nega that's on top of the scar of a boil can't be considered to spread into regular healthy skin on the rest of the palm. So there can't be spreading. There can't be a michya, ulamichya eno mitama, because a scar is not susceptible to a michya impurity in these cases. It can't spread because the rest of the skin around it is considered a separate unit, and it can't grow two white hairs because hairs don't grow on that part of the body. So why should you quarantine it? There's nothing to worry about. Amar lahen, shema tichnos v'sifse. So Rabbi Eliezer said, what we have to worry about is that the baharis might contract at the end of the week. It might retract. It might shrink from a sellout to a kagris. And if it shrinks from a sellout to a kagris, this will expose part of the scar. And shema tichnos v'sifse, the kohen might dismiss him, and then pisyon will take place, and it'll re-spread. So what Rabbi Eliezer says is, it can't spread any further than the sela it is now, but it could shrink, and then he gets sent home, and then it could re-expand. If it shrinks and then re-expands, then he would be declared tamei. Ah, not bad. Amr lo v'alo makom akagris. So they said to Rabbi Eliezer, but doesn't the sight of it not measure a kagris? So let's say the scar under the baharis was exactly a kagris, then why quarantine it? Even if the baharis gets smaller and then gets bigger, as long as it's going from scar to skin, that's not going to be considered spreading. So they're changing a little bit of the ground rules. They're saying the scar isn't the size of a sela. The scar is the size of a kagris. So in such a situation, then if the baharis gets smaller, then it's less than a kagris. And if it gets bigger, then it's going from a scar onto skin. So that's not considered spreading. So as long as the burn is just a kagris size, the burn scar, then no spreading is going to make him tameh. He said, well, based on what you're telling me, I don't know the reason. But I do know that I learned from my Rebbeim that he should be quarantined. So we have an interesting situation here. Rabbi Eliezer says, the halacha is you have to quarantine the guy. Based on the ground rules set up by the questioners, there seems to be no reason to quarantine the guy, but that's the Masorah. So we're not quite sure why that is. So Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, alamed bo. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said, could I offer my possible explanation to expound on why that would be so? Amar lo, im l'kayim derech hachamim hein. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah said to him, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm sorry, said to him, if what you are going to say is going to show the reason behind why my Masara is that we quarantine him, please go right ahead. You are going to explain. However, implied by that, if you are going to argue that what I told you is completely wrong, then you should be silent, because I am not going to give up what my Rabbeim told me based on your new logic. So the only reason you could speak up is if you could prove what I said, that if a guy has a burn scar on the palm of his hand, you quarantine him even though there's almost no likely reason why he will be confirmed tummy at the end of the quarantine. Amar lo. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said back to him, he said, I'll tell you why the quarantine is necessary. Shema yivali lo shchin acher chutzalo v'yifse letocho. What if by the end of the week, a second boil appears next to the scar of the first boil on the palm of his hand, outside it, and then the nega on the first boil spreads into the second boil? That would be spreading from shchin to shchin. That kind of spreading is legit. That would be considered pisyon. And as a result, that's why we have to quarantine him, because maybe some confirming spreading will occur. Amar lo chacham gadolata. So said Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, you are a very wise man. Shekiyanta divrei chachamim. Because you have strengthened the words of the chachamim and the Messiah, which didn't have any kind of logical explanation, and which might have been forgotten, you have confirmed it. Wonderful job, you're a real chacham.